Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today as we make our way through this season of Lent to reflect on the Lord's Prayer. Catechism describes it as the summary of the whole gospel, of the whole good news, and we're trying to just take it apart one step at a time to take a deeper dive into it. Jesus taught us to pray. The apostle said, Lord, teach us to pray, and this is what he's given to us, and it reveals to us the values, the priorities, the clarity of mind of our Lord Jesus and his leadership exercised for our sake. He's helping us understand what matters most, and he wants to guide our prayer. Because as we pray, that will shape our lives. It'll shape the way we think. It'll shape the way we live. And so reflecting on the Lord's Prayer, taking a deeper dive is very helpful because you see the whole, what the church means by that, the whole gospel that it's summarizing for us, the whole gospel of salvation and the call that each one of us has in our lives as we follow Jesus as his disciple. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program over the last week, I dedicated last week to the first part here of the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to finish it probably before the week is out. If you didn't have a chance to hear it, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net, listen to the programs right there on your computer or download them. And best thing to do, I've been saying this more and more recently, I don't know why I didn't say it moons ago, but is just download the Renewal Ministries app or download the Ave Maria app. You can listen to these programs, Sister Ann Shields' programs, the wonderful programs on Ave Maria Radio, our television program, The Choices We Face, and other things. It's all there for you. You can listen to it any time of day while you're driving in the car, whatever time is convenient for you. Well, I left off yesterday. The second petition, Catechism reminds us that there's seven petitions we pray individually and as a people, guided by the Lord's direction for us. The first petition was, Hallowed be thy name. Lord, we want to learn how to and live in a whole pattern and way of life that honors the name of our Father as a people. The second is thy kingdom come, which you talked about both Friday and yesterday. Now today I want to talk about thy will be done. The catechism, the first paragraph of this section begins this way, paragraph 2822. Our Father desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. So right away, we understand when we're praying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, what's the first thing we're meant to understand about it? Well, the heart of the Father's will is that everyone be saved. Now, what that presupposes, friends, is that everyone needs to be saved, that we're in a fallen state. The church has believed it from the beginning. She believes it today, despite what even some leaders in the church might say. Every human being stands in need of salvation. And what is salvation? Salvation is coming to believe in the person of Jesus, who he is, to surrender our lives to him, to receive the good news of salvation, the reality, the testimony that the apostles gave of the witness to Jesus' life, his passion, his death and resurrection, and his ascension to the right hand of the Father, his establishing the church and empowering it in the Holy Spirit as he did on the day of Pentecost. And the church offers a race of people fallen and separated from God an opportunity to come and to be reconciled to God, to have our sins forgiven. This is right at the heart of the message, the purpose of the church. Jesus was so explicit with the apostles. He said, you're my witnesses, wait and you shall receive power, and I send you now to preach the good news and to offer forgiveness of sins to the world. Jesus died on a cross so that our sins could be forgiven and we could receive through baptism the gift of the Holy Spirit to enter his church and hopefully to die in Christ and to participate with what begins here on earth, a relationship with the Father and the Son in the Holy Spirit. And what begins here ends in its absolute and total fulfillment, living with God in eternity forever. There's a way we can say, and we say it as Catholics, that we are saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. Salvation ultimately means passing from death to life in Christ and entering into the presence of His glory and the glory of the Father in the Holy Spirit and becoming fully transformed, sharing in what belongs to Jesus as the firstborn of a new creation. So when we pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," the first thing we know that the Father desires that all be saved, that no one would perish. This is the first thing, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not die, but would have everlasting life. Jesus wants us to pray this every day, many times during the day. It's great to say the Lord's Prayer quietly as we're walking, but He's guiding our prayer so that our mind and heart could be conformed to what matters most, to the heart and mind of the Father. That is, to the Father's will. And the Holy Spirit helps us to will what God wills. Over time, as we become holy, as we go deeper and deeper into imaging the life of Jesus, walking in His footsteps, becoming like Him, in the core of our being, our heart gets transformed, we begin to love what God loves. We move from inordinate self-love, preoccupied with ourselves, seeking our own pleasure, comfort, everything's built around me, to losing ourselves, to dying to that drive within us, and saying, yes, subduing the work of the flesh in us, that willfulness, that self-centeredness, that ego, insisting on our own way. The Holy Spirit, over time, if we're serious about walking with Christ, yielding to the Spirit, what happens is a transformation takes place. And that transformation is real, and it's ongoing. And the saints are living witnesses to us of just how far things can go in this world if we yield every day to the grace and power and the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. The heart gets changed, the mind gets renewed, and that renewal and transformation happens as we pray as Jesus teaches us to pray. So we'll say, when we think of God's will, we begin to have the heart of Jesus and the heart of the Father. Ah, yeah, God's will is that all would be saved. God sees the condition of the world and the need for salvation to come to every person. And He understands what's at stake. Unity with God forever or eternal separation from God forever. The stakes could not be higher. My friends, you see, we, because of our fallen condition and our self-centeredness, it's easy to be completely preoccupied with our own needs, our own comfort, our own goals, our own desires, and not even give it a thought, to not even shed a tear, to not direct our energies and our priorities to God's will. That reveals just the sin-sick condition of the human heart and how darkened our mind is. We don't have the right values. We don't calculate what's most important very effectively. We can't do it without God's help. And so that's why Jesus is saying, if you pray this each day, "Father, may Your will be done. Oh, Father, I see that You desire all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Lord, I ask You that You make that my prayer and my life's mission, to be aligned with Jesus' leadership and His purpose and His priorities. I want to put at Your feet, Lord, all the other priorities that I set and put in front of it. And I throw down the crowns and the idols in my life, and I want to follow You," very simply. "I want to be a part of that band of saints that's radically sold out for You and really going after Your will." Catechism goes on and says, "He is forbearing toward you, not wishing that any should perish. His commandment is that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. This commandment summarizes all the others and expresses the entire will of God." So love is expressed in desiring the salvation of others, not only our own life, but the life of others. In paragraph 2824, it says, "In Christ and through His human will of the Father has been perfectly fulfilled once for all." And Jesus is the perfect man. He's the perfect human being. He's the one who gave to the Father what belongs to the Father. And the Catechism continues, says, Jesus said, on entering into this world, lo, I have come to do your will, O God. Only Jesus can say, I always do what is pleasing to him. In the prayer of his agony, he consents totally to this will. Not my will, but yours be done. And friends, here's the heart of the matter. Here's the transformed desire of the Father to transform us. And what does that transformation look like? It's beginning to see and to understand and to feel and to engage and to rally around the words of Jesus, lo, I have come to do your will, O God. That becomes our heart cry at the core of our being. So what do I want in this life more than anything else, more than fame, more than honor, more than I want to do God's will. That's what I want to do. And the season of Lent, in this penitential season, in this sacrificial season, when it's a season of taking up, especially the first part of it, the searching moral inventory of our life, really means this. Lord, help me see the true condition of my heart. Help me not be blind. Am I living in a way that pleases you? Is it really a matter of not my will, but yours be done? That's where I want to be, Lord. That's what I want to get to. That's who I want to become. And I confess, Lord, I'm not there. Help me. Forgive me of my sins, Lord, and help me. Paragraph continues, says, for this reason, Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. You know, Jesus said, his very will, his very desire was to do his Father's will. He said it was his food. That's what he lived on. And he understood that in order for us, those who bear the stamp and image of the Father, to be able to come into the very thing we were made for, which was above everything else, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that love is not just a sentiment or a feeling. It includes feelings and emotions. That's how he made us. He has real feelings toward us, and it's a mystery and all that, but it's real. But it's not just feeling or sentiment. It's decision. It's action. It's doing the Father's will. And Jesus knew that there were powers that were set against us, and as the Catechism described here, quoting the scripture, he had to deliver us from this present evil age. And this present evil age is very clear to see, friends. It's a deep and profound resistance to the rule and the reign of God and the purposes of our Creator. Paragraph continues. It ends, says, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. That's why the church and Jesus' plan and purpose, we gather around the Eucharistic table. And the very deed that sanctified us, that is, it's made present to us, and we see how we're supposed to live, what an authentic, full human life looks like. It looks like offering oneself to God and following in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, that's what Lent's all about. It's not just like cleaning up the peripheries. It's getting to the heart. Am I offering my life as a living sacrifice to God, following in the footsteps of Jesus? God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.